T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
928 on a Friday, rocking and rolling. Jad Chambers producing. 869-1240 is the number that you can get with us at. Some breaking news, Shane, and it's not good news, but it falls into our baseball category involving the St. Louis Cardinals.
The first non-Marlin positive test in a week has postponed the Brewers-Cardinals opener, or that would a home opener for the Brewers. Multiple Cardinals have tested positive with the coronavirus. So that breaking news brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. Proof is in the Pennzoil. Bad news, yeah, I suppose. We weren't going to go through the rest of the season without one.
No.
So now cue up these seven-inning doubleheaders, because starting tomorrow, that's a very real possibility. But a couple of Cardinals test positive. We went a week in between. Is that good enough? And as long as they're just at one or two a week, is that good enough? I kind of think
it
is.
Yeah, I think it probably – I think it is too, Shane. And it should be noted that one source told ESPN's Jesse Rogers – that if what is happening with the Cardinals and the Brewers had happened before the Marlins outbreak, Friday's game would – today's game, this afternoon's game, in fact,
would be played,
would be going on as scheduled. So this is more of a preventative reaction with obviously – and probably the right reaction to have, quite frankly, after the
just to make sure that it's – make sure that it's not an outbreak on the Cardinals team.
Right.
Yeah.
Now that does bring to the number of teams being held out of action today to six. Brewers, Cardinals, Marlins, Phillies, Nationals, Blue Jays are all part of the fallout from those initial tests, either from the Marlins or now with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's changing. I guess there's a significant change to the schedule because of it. But I'm with you. I think that if you can get through each week with a couple of tests, positive tests here, a couple of positive tests there, you're probably ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Anyway,
that's where we are. The Royals last night finished up their four-gamer with the 27 Yankees, the Tigers that lead the lead the American League in home runs, and all their runs last night were on home runs again. But the Royals did well enough to win the game. And the big thing was, for me, and as you pointed out, Royals finally got to the Tigers' pen, something they didn't do in the first three games of the series, really. They were facing a guy in Ivan Nova, actually one of their more well-known pitchers.
Yeah, no kidding.
Got a lot of no-name pitchers besides Nova and Matt Boyd on that team, especially with Daniel Norris having the COVID. But a couple of tidbits before we get into the nuts and bolts of the game. Nova led the major leagues last year with 30 ground ball double plays. But it was also interesting to note he allowed the second most base runners in all of Major League Baseball. So you give up that many base runners, you're going to have a few double plays. So it's kind of a dubious honor. Couple of things, Bruce, that the Royals aren't doing and they didn't do last night. And this can't last. They're not walking, and they're not stealing bases. They are at an American League low 5% walk rate. Walked 11 times all year and didn't walk any last night. And they've only stolen two bases. Now, I don't know exactly or pretend to know exactly what Mike Matheny's opinion is on small ball, like the speed and defense of Ned Yost's Royals were, dating back even 5 years. But two stolen bases is minuscule. And I know Adalberto Mondesi hadn't been on base very much except for last night. He finally broke out a little bit last night. But two stolen bases for a team that within the last 4 or 5 years had been used to, you know, in a regular year, way over 100 on the year, but only two after seven games so far and didn't have any last night.
Yeah, you've got Soler batting two, Perez batting in the three hole with, I guess O'Hearn was there last night.
Yeah, he was a cleanup guy last night.
In the cleanup spot. And then you've got Alex Gordon, who had a nice night last night, out and left. Franco can run a little bit, but not
Alex can't run like he used to. Mondesi, no, how Alex many guys can really run? It's Mondesi and Whit.
That's the question. I mean, Mondesi and Merrifield are the two guys in the lineup consistently that you know are going to run. You don't want to take the bat out of Soler's hands.
Right.
Obviously. Right?
Right.
So, and we just may philosophically have a little difference of the view of the lineup and what we want to do with it from Mike Matheny to Ned Yost.
That's true.
I don't know.
That's true.
It appears to be the case.
And Dozier can't run or won't run when he comes back, so it's not going to be him. Brett Phillips, I think, is fast, but he's not going to be an everyday player. But anyway, so we may have seen the last of the Royals stealing a bunch of bases because Alcides isn't there anymore for whatever you thought, and I thought of Alcides Escobar. He could run. Regular season, he'd steal you 20 bags, but yeah, those days may be gone. So, now the one thing that the Royals have done, especially lately, is hit doubles. And I can live with that. And they are second in the American League behind only your Boston Red Sox in two base hits.
The Royals have 14, I like that.
And the Royals have 14 doubles. The Red Sox have 18.
And, wow.
18 doubles in seven games.
And the Royals haven't even played in the doubles haven that is the K. They haven't even played there yet.
And they do have, I don't know how sustainable this is, they're tied for sixth in the American League in home runs. They have 9 in 7 games. For them, that's pretty good. Tigers,
not bad.
Tigers leading everybody with 15. As far as the game itself, it came down to the first half of the game, it was Rockets versus Rainbows. Kansas City was squaring up Ivan Nova big time. And while Brady Singer wasn't his absolute sharpest, he gave up a rainbow home run to Miggy that I still don't know how got out.
No kidding. That was cheap.
Miggy's strong first. I'll give him that. But it was a hanging slider that he just lifted out to right field and kind of tucked it into the corner for their first run. That was in the bottom of the first. And then Scope one-armed one. He hit a one-armed home run on a slider out away from him. His third home run of the series. The Royals fans have got to be glad to be done with Jonathan freaking Scope.
He's strong, isn't he?
Apparently.
I don't know how – the ball that he hit yesterday, he hit one-armed.
Yes.
So
– he still hit it on the meat of the bat, but
– yeah, he did.
He hit a one-armed home run. And then it came down to – Kansas City's hitters versus the pen, because it was 2-2 going into the seventh inning, and they hadn't done anything against the Detroit pen the previous two games, and I mean nothing. And it came down to me just standing there crossing my arms going, all right, I don't know if Kansas City's going to the playoffs this year. I don't know if they're even going to sniff it. But if you can't get to Carson Fulmer and Kyle Funkhauser, then I'm glad we've got a weekend off for me to talk about you guys. But sure enough.
You have little faith. Sure enough.
Sure enough. They lit up Carson Fulmer like a Christmas tree. Got one in the seventh, two in the eighth, and that offset one in the bottom of the eighth for Detroit. Miggy's second home run. He hit that one off of Ian Kennedy. And apparently we have...
was in the eighth.
We apparently have a different closer, at least for last night.
Yes, we do. It's
Trevor Rosenthal, who pitched an impressive ninth. And the Royals got out of there with a split.
Speaking of Bubba Starling's at-bat, I saw his at-bat in the eighth, and I thought it was a good at-bat.
That was a professional at-bat.
No question about it. Worked hard for it, got a pitch that he could handle, put it in a place where they couldn't get to it, and scored two with it. That was good stuff.
Mondi
good stuff.
Took advantage
Glad
of his speed,
Bubba.
Scored all the way from first. That was the two runs in the eighth inning. So if he didn't have three guys in front of him with multi-hit games, Bubba might have been one of the three up here in just a little bit. But speaking of Rosenthal, here's what he said about closing out the game, and it was nice to actually finally win a close one.
I've been in a lot of these games that have been so close and just needed to, you know, get over the hump. So, yeah, it's good to split the series and, you know, carry some momentum as we head back to Kansas City for, you know, for our home opener and against another division team, and hopefully just keep rolling.
It's also nice when you've got 100 in your back pocket, and that's what Trevor
still
Rosenthal
can throw it
featuring last
yep.
night. And the ever rosy Mike Matheny said this was a great team win.
Just right from the top, guys making something happen and putting the pressure on, and once again, you know, giving him a run or so to work with, and all the way through that lineup, so good things. So, guys, you know, Gordo after beating a shift multiple times, and then first to third a couple times. Mondi shortened things up. Just a great overall effort. And the bullpen did a fantastic job.
It's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood with Mike Matheny so far this year.
Yeah. He also did show a sense of humor, though, because Jeff Flanagan, our good friend of the show and Royals, MLB.com Royals reporter, when he was told about Chris Bubich starting the game tonight, apparently Flanny followed up with, okay, so is Daniel Lynch and Jackson Coar going to start on Saturday and Sunday, or is it the other way around? You know, making a joke that you're going to call them all up and then put them in the
That's
rotation
funny.
Too. So Matheny's with Flanny anyways, kept on his toes a little bit. But, yeah, he had a year to be around the team, and now it's his. And
more power to him.
I suppose if you ask Cardinals fans, maybe they would agree that he's turned over a new leaf, because he was a grump. That was the reputation he had when he was with the Cardinals, and didn't really embrace the young kids with open arms. And that's just allegations. I wasn't there and didn't care back then. But now what we're seeing from him is a really sunny disposition.
It's weird seeing Greg Holland pitching in the sixth.
Yep.
It's weird seeing Ian Kennedy, although I'm getting more used to it now, pitching in the seventh or the eighth. I'm down with Rosenthal if he's and remember, he's got experience from him too in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I'm okay with, you know, triple digits coming in to finish.
Sure.
That probably makes some sense. God, I wish Brady Singer hadn't gotten taken deep twice.
He kind of gutted his way
through
five.
He didn't have swing and miss stuff last night.
No, he wasn't. He was sharper in Cleveland, but he got through five. He showed good feet with a pickoff of Jacoby Jones. He also got a double play in the first inning.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So,
that's right.
Passing grade from him. Three up.
Yeah, passing grade.
Mondi, Alex, and Soler all had multi-hit games. Hate to be critical of the three down, but they're the hitless guys. Whit, Franco, and Phillips all went hitless. And the Chris Bubich era begins tonight. White Sox come to town to the K. Home opener is tonight. Game you can hear right here on KFH. It's at 7 o'clock tonight as opposed to 6 in those Detroit games. Cindio, HRO Twitter questions coming up. It's a happy Friday. Shane, Bruce, and Jad with you here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.